Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Tuned into Sex, Love, and Alcohol Season 2. Yes, baby, we're back with more episodes and more shows for your liking, where we debate, educate, and talk about real-life situations that may be going on in your own personal life. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in each and every Friday at 8 p.m. via YouTube under the Even Rush Network. And be sure to subscribe and follow the Even Rush Network and also Sex, Love, and Alcohol. We have your host, Chrissy. You can follow her on Instagram at li_tina_chrissy. And we have my boy Dutch in the building. You can follow him on Instagram too at Dutch_NY. And we have our newest host, Miss Tiffany. You can follow her on Instagram as well at MZ_CUMMINGS. And guess what? Make sure you guys tune in. We got dope shows and it's each and every Friday at 8 p.m. And if you ever want to be a sponsor of the show, follow us on Instagram at Sex, Love, and Alcohol and send us a DM. Or you can send us an email at chrissymoore.bookings@gmail.com. For all sponsor packages and all information, make sure you inquire within. And thanks for being a loyal supporter and follower of Sex, Love, and Alcohol. Make sure you tune in each and every Friday at 8 p.m. Now enjoy the show.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to Sex, Love, and Alcohol. And of course, we're back with another show, another week, another dope cast, and more guests. Sex, Love, and Alcohol is on again each and every Friday. And you know, we're here to give you guys some good, sexy, sometimes debatable conversation. But as always, we got your host. We got Chrissy in the building. Tiffany in the building. We
have Hey, guys.
And of course, you got me, your girl, Chrissy. And sometimes every week we try to have guests in the building. We have Miss Buttons down there on the bottom. Say Buttons, say what up.
Hi, how you guys doing?
And of course, you got Mr. Rodney in the building. Say what up.
Rodney, Rod.
What's going on? What's going on?
And thank you guys for being repeat guests on our show. We appreciate you guys. You know, fans loved you guys. So you guys are back again with us. So we appreciate you guys, you know. And of course, you guys are welcome back anytime. Yes, I hope everybody had a great week. You know, every week is stressful. Summer's almost over. So hopefully everybody's okay. Tiffany, your week's been all right. Dutch?
Back to school, kick my ass. But you know what? We're going to get it through.
Are your kids back to school?
No, trying to get it together. Oh, man, my 5 minutes. Oh, darn it. No, trying to get it together. Supply list, everything else.
All the chopping. My week been all right. It's been decent. I'm here. No, that's what it is.
That's what's up. Rodney, your week's been okay?
Yeah, I've had a good week. It's been decent, you know. Good things.
Buttons,
what's up, Rodney? What productive is going on in your week, Rodney?
You know, work been going good. Been
you employee of the month?
What do you say?
Oh my god.
You employee of the month?
Oh, who are you talking
about? Employee of the month. See, y'all remember that episode? Forget it, Ron. It went over your head. Forget it.
Buttons, how about you? You alright? Your week's been okay? Productive, busy, not busy,
productive.
Stressful?
A little productive. A little stressful, but productive.
Okay. Stressful.
It is what it is, man. Yeah, stressful.
But we overcome stress, son. We overcome stress. Yo. We,
I mean, good stress, not bad stress. Good stress.
Okay. Now we can do good stress.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Look, our two main girls is here, Marie Lee and Sin. Look at y'all on time. Y'all never fail us.
Even when we late, they on time.
Right! Even when we late, here. That's dedication.
Getting it together. But anyway, this week's show is about how important is sex in your relationship? And also, Thank you, God. Thank you. Do you have sex with your partner to satisfy them, satisfy their needs, even if you're not into it? You understand? So this is the topics that we get into today. Buttons, I see your face. You just made my the...
Right. Her face was wild. I was like, oh, this is about to be good here.
She just did the deepest swallow. You can see like this. So how sex, the first topic we're going to go through is how important is sex in relationships. So we're going to go around, we're going to debate, we're going to say, because some people feel like it is, people feel like it's not. We're going to see. But you know, the guest is always up first. Don't grunt. Give me something. How important is sex to you in a relationship? And if you're, before she answers, for all those that's tuning in, we appreciate you guys for tuning in to the show. And if you, you know, tune in with us with the conversations, like, you can go in the comments, tell us how important sex is to you. We read your comments and stuff like that, interact with you as well. So, but anyway, Buttons, how important is sex to you?
Very important. It's very, very important. For me, we have to have sex almost every night if possible. Yeah, like once I have a partner, we together. You have to be ready.
How much time does sex? How much times a day would you consider having sex?
I mean, if we don't have anything to do, I mean, we won't. It could be all day.
This motherfucker said,
I mean, but I would say, I mean, if we ain't got nothing to do, we home, we chilling, or we outside, or whatever. And if you're my man and you're my man, I mean, anything goes. I'm ready. I mean, that's just me.
You gotta get in when you fit in. I feel you, sis.
So you wanted them, you just gotta touch me and it's over. We outside. We, you know what I mean? Once I'm not busy.
Well, once he's not busy and I'm ready, and it's on the problem. So I think sex is important because I feel like without that, I guess that intimacy, because it's so intimate. Without that, like you can argue all day.
Could you be in a relationship with somebody and not have sex? What if the man was saving himself?
You ain't for me.
I mean, what if he's saving himself? That's different. Because I was abstinent before for like 5 years. So I get it. Right. But if he's saving himself and this is something that we choose to do, and we're going to use that, I'm going to stray a little bit. We're going to use that sexual energy for a purpose. I'm down for it. So like, okay, we're going to use sexual energy instead of using it just to like for recreational, and we're using it to manifest things. And okay, cool. I'm down. Like,
Let me ask you a question. If you was with a guy that would say he was saving himself until marriage and y'all wound up breaking up, would you feel like it was a waste of time then?
No, I wouldn't.
I'll just ask you.
Because now we have a purpose. Like, if there's no purpose behind it, then, like, come on, let's just do what we got to do. But if we have a purpose behind that sexual energy, then I'm all for it, you know? I could be universal with it.
Okay.
You go, say that'd be hard.
So, question is, how important is sex?
How important is sex in a relationship?
It's very important. It just sounds bad to say that. I just feel so...
Why does it sound bad?
Because it just sounds so... I guess sounds so shallow and fleshy. Like there's not more.
True.
You know, to people. Because, you know, things could happen. You know, you could get in an accident and can't have sex no more.
That's a fact.
So
it should be other things.
I would think that like the mouth works if that's the case. Like,
you know,
everything we didn't ask about the other stuff. We just asked about the specific. Is sex important? You know, of course, other things are important as well.
What I'm saying is, but there could be instances where sex is not possible. So, you know, what do you do then? So, yeah, it's very important, but it depends on the individuals. Like me right now, yeah, it's important. It's very important.
Without. All right, so let me ask you a question. All right. So would you get in a relationship with someone that you can't have sex with? Say that person was in an accident already and they can't have sex with you. Would you be in a relationship with someone you can't physically have sex with?
I would say yeah, because if it's a question, then yeah. Obviously, I must want to, you know, for it to even be a question. So I say yeah.
Right, same question for you. If a man had an accident and he can't have sex, would you be in a relationship with that person?
If he can provide oral sex, yes, I would be in a relationship with him. If he cannot provide, if it's a new relationship I'm going into, but if he can provide oral sex, too. If he can provide oral sex and we're now new going into a relationship, yeah, I can do it because I'm still getting off, right? I'm still getting what I need. And then he's going to have to compensate another area.
So you could be in a whole relationship with just oral sex, no penetration, just oral.
Yeah, because I'm still coming. It's almost like the same, but it's slightly different. But if I like that person, and I feel like I can still be pleased in other areas like that, and he's providing and compensating in other areas, why not? But he's definitely going to perform some type of oral sex. It's gonna happen. That has to happen. If he's not providing
fingers, nothing at all, his fingers work, his mouth works.
His mouth works, yeah, exactly. Something gotta work.
Yo, can I ask a question? It might sound naive, but I don't. Do men who can't perform down there do some of them wear strap-ons?
No, I don't know.
Like, really,
they can't get hard. But the female still wants to have actual sex. Do some men like wear strap-ons as well? I don't know. I'm asking a serious question. I don't know.
All kind of stuff out there. There's like implants.
No, they put it. It's like attachments.
Yeah.
I mean, no, but they have like
Go Gadget Dick.
Well, you need to, you know, thank God every day you're blessed.
Exactly, Rod. He better hold on to his shit because Lord knows he's gonna be lost without his.
Yeah. Could you imagine
that? It's gonna happen one day. Well, not to say it is gonna happen, but it's a very high possibility that you end up in a, you know, to the point where sex is not really a drive anymore. You know, it's gonna happen.
I mean, yeah, but at that time you're like old, aren't you? Not like, I don't know, like 80.
Yeah, right? So you know, you could imagine. You could imagine. It's just that. But even though my grandfather's 90 and he's kind of hard.
It all depends on the person at that age. Depends on the person. Like I know 80-something year olds who are still active. So it depends on the person.
Even better.
Let me find out your granddaddy be doing it, getting in at 90 years old.
I think it's like a breed thing, like how dogs, anything. So you come from a certain breed of people where they do, you know, they get it in like that. Because I notice it in my life just through my uncles and my grandfather. I could tell the sex drive, it runs in the blood. Right.
West Indians are normally
more. Not all of them.
Majority of them. Yeah. Isn't it them there?
So, Tiff, how important is sex to you in a relationship?
It's very important because I'm a very sexual person. So for me to be with someone that doesn't have a high sex drive, it's a problem. So I'll be like, I'm confused. You don't want to do this? What's wrong?
So they have to have a high sex drive? Like they talk about it has to be...
I mean, life, especially everyday life, I would say not as high anymore. In this life, because I understand now as you get older, your responsibilities change, things of that nature. You gotta go when I'm ready to go. You have to. I can't be with someone that doesn't have any type of sex drive at all. There are people out there that's not very sexual, and I think for them, they could care less sometimes how often they have sex. It'd be once in a blue moon and they'd be great. Otherwise, like me, I'm like, you're nah, something's wrong. You fucking somebody else. I'm confused. Right? There's something else. Dead ass. So
if your man didn't have a high sex drive and didn't want to fuck you every time you want to fuck him, you'll think automatically he's fucking somebody else?
Depends on the consistency on how many times he'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Depends how good he is.
What'd you say?
Depends how good he is in bed, then you'll feel like he out there.
Yeah. That do play in part two. You do know. So it does. That also plays a part as well. Females start, they mind start to wander after certain things. So yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
He's saying no. You be like, that third eye start peeking out. Now
I agree. No. What you doing? Exactly. Like, who you doing?
Okay, but she know.
when you come, I need to see your come. I need to see if it's clear, if it's really white.
Oh. I was about to go there. But see, yeah, I was about to go there too. That makes a difference as well. How much is coming out?
It's too clear. I know you're doing something.
Exactly. Thank you, sis. I'm happy someone else about to. Thank you. Yes. Oh.
Damn.
That too.
Damn. Can't hide from her at all.
Yo, you know how it come out. You know if you a shooter or not, and like she said, the color plays different. You ain't playing me, bro. Like, let's talk about this.
Yeah. So you going inside the condom and looking at it?
Are we talking about our man here? Because majority, if it's your man, like he's not using condoms.
There's no condom. What you gonna investigate it while it's on your stomach or on your ass or whatever? Like, what do you? Like, how are you looking at this fucking cum?
Depends on where my mind is and the curiosity.
You're gonna come back down. That's what's gonna happen.
Yo, I'm gonna look. We're gonna stop this. We about to switch it up real quick on you so I can see this.
Yeah, or yeah, what you can do is when if you with someone for a while, like for me, I know where my person's gonna come. So I know this might sound like real freaky, but I want it in my ass. Like I wanna see it. It's where you can do it where he wouldn't know.
No,
you can make it very sexual, you can make it very freaky looking.
Let me ask a question. Would the time of performance all right, so if your man usually nuts within like 5 minutes and say it takes him a half hour to nut, would you think, oh, he was just fucking somebody? That's what took him so long to nut because with you this time?
No, not that. Yeah. Not for me personally, no. But if I want to see if he's sleeping with someone, I can do it in such a way that how he would have no idea that's what I'm doing based on how I'm approaching the situation in the bedroom. So once I approach it properly and then I see what I see, I'm like, okay, fine, I'm going to leave you alone. You probably just wasn't in the mood. He would have no idea that that's what I'm looking at.
What do you know now?
There's nobody to know, so that wouldn't have been mad at this point.
Can't go off of that though. what if he woke up and or you wasn't around and he watched some porn real quick at work in the bathroom or something?
It's still a difference because if a guy is just like if a guy's haven't had sex in a very long time, he did his thing today. And then later on, I see him. It's still not as clear. It's very, very clear. If he's doing it a lot, it's very, very clear. If he busts once or twice during the week, it's not as clear. It's not as transparent.
So what you're saying is that so he could step out once or twice, you ain't going to notice.
I probably wouldn't notice if it's once or twice. But if it's been like a lot, I'm going to...
But like homie said though, what if he just likes to beat his meat a lot?
Remember, he's my person. So if he's my person, then I would know. You know, like he would know me and I would know him. I would be 100% aware that's what he likes to do, right? But then he wouldn't have the chance to do that if we're together because it's gonna be on the pop. You only do that when you're single.
There you go. But let's get to these comments because it looks like Ms. Ford or Mr. Freud, they want us to read these comments. So let's get into these comments. Let's start with Sin. Sin said it's very important to her because she can't be around you if there's no sexual spark. Maybe not every day, but she got to have it. She also said she may as well be alone and pleasure herself if she can't get it in with her dude.
True.
Let's see. And okay, Don said it's very important in any relationship. And Ford, having a man on the same sexual energy is a must. Okay, that's kind of similar to what I said as well. Don, lack of trust, not cool. He may work a lot. Don. Yes, again, if you with your dude, yes, we know if he working a lot or nah. And then y'all also like to play that excuse of working a lot or nah. So again, we gotta read in between lines sometime, okay?
Wow,
somebody speaking from experience.
What?
That's why you speaking from experience over there.
Listen, you bit once, you learn, boy.
It's true.
I feel women worry about cheating too much though. Women be quick to like it'd be in the first week in a relationship, they worried about cheating, right?
That's a whole nother show, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a whole nother show, bro. In the first week. What are you talking about?
That's a whole nother show right there, bro.
It is, though.
You have over there.
she said, women mind, they mind be wandering.
I guess.
Most of the time it's from past relationships and them being fucked over. So it's like, all right, they're not going in this shit with blinders on, so they're gonna be extra cautious. So that's most of the time what it's from. So you know,
trauma.
Marie Lee, PTSD,
man.
Marie Lee said, when a man stops sleeping with you, you go elsewhere because he has.
Okay. Simply put, okay. Okay, Marie.
No, yeah, exactly.
And Sin was like, why be with someone if there's no sexual attraction?
Exactly. Don't waste your time.
To some people, it's not about that. To some people, it's more about the chemistry, you know, the...
Some people, it's the mental.
It's all about the mental. Like, yeah, some people don't give a fuck about that. Like,
exactly. And that's not the person for me. Sorry.
Different folks, everything.
Right. I'm sorry. Go kumbaya with somebody else. I don't have it.
Have you ever been with someone... Have you ever been with someone whose sex drive was too high for you?
Me?
Yeah, around the board.
No.
Never.
This is hilarious.
Rodney, you?
I mean, no.
I haven't.
I mean, a bunch of
Chrissy, freaks. Wait for you, sis.
A bunch of freaks over here.
I think she said before, yes. I think she says, no, didn't say some dude was too freaky for you or some
no,
shit?
Yeah,
I remember. Freaking. I remember that shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Only one time. But I said I never thought I'll find somebody that was worse than me. Yeah, it was worse than me, kid. Like, way worse than me. Like, I don't even want to speak on the shit that was, yeah, way. And everybody knows me. Like, I have no objection for anything. I'm always down for everything. I pretty much did everything. But there apparently there's some shit Shorty ain't read in no book, see on no TV, Google search, this nigga made up his own Kama Sutra. Like it was very interesting. Very, very interesting. To the point I had to like really like Nah, get,
Don is stupid. He said, did he try to step on your head? I said
that. That ain't that bad.
Nah, I had a foot in my back, in my neck. Yeah, no, I had that. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Right, depending on where it's on to how to, then you gotta maneuver a little bit differently.
That ain't bad. I had some feet and elbows and shit on me before. That's all right. That so I can
take. I got a question for Button and Rodney. We've asked this question on the previous show, but let me ask y'all. How many times would you give someone who please? All right, say you have sex with someone for the first time, you're not satisfied. How many times would you give that dude to satisfy you? Is there a second time?
Or girl. You said dude.
Yeah, for me personally, I think it's the second time. I usually think the first time, it's usually not that good. Because the person is nervous. Everyone is nervous, especially with chemistry there. So I think it's usually not that good the first time. I think like the second time around is when it's like, okay. Or the third time. So I think
I kind of disagree. Because sometimes the first time, if they never really dealt with you, they try to go all out. But they best move
to show out.
You know what I mean? The first time's normally pretty much the best time, and the second time they're like, "All right, I can chill now."
Yo, so, yeah.
I don't know. People put their best moves first, like the first time around, and then they kind of calm it.
That second time you're like, "Hold on,
listen." And it depends on how much they're into you, how excited they are about being with you. It's a lot of factors into that with the first time. It's a lot of factors.
From my experience. I guess all my experience that I ever had, it's always not the best the first time. the second time, definitely. I finally feel like the person's always nervous, like for whatever reason. Maybe I'm coming in there like we're about to get this on and pop, and I make the person nervous. Who knows? But
wow,
Rodney, but same question.
The second time.
It's gonna sound bad, man, but I don't have bad sex. I don't get that. We don't have bad experiences.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's like
a chick was never whack, and you was like, nah, sis. Even from any and everything, like you would still
they
give
be
us
whack. They be whack, but not to say they be whack, but I've had whack. But the thing is my job to make it good, so they can lay it. I'm gonna make it good. It's gonna get good.
You want some shit long as you nut is good type shit.
Well, she go, you know, she hopefully, if she has any feelings, she gonna get hers, and then I don't see how it'd be bad to say the truth. You know.
Maybe the woman was never honest with you.
We need to ask some of these females.
That could be true, but
your maybe woman's never honest. Yeah, because sometimes women lie.
But you gotta. We're saying it from my perspective, though. So
yeah,
you
know, if it was bad, we're getting it from his perspective. So he's never had bad sex.
Yeah, so I'm good. And then
we're not talking about the female. We're talking about him. He's never had bad sex.
Yeah, and if she's coming back, you know, it gets better. But it depends. You got to really be intelligent enough when it comes to sex. You got to know how you feel. So if you feel
have
nervous,
you ever had bad head? Have you ever had bad head before, Rodney?
Yes. Yes.
Now, did you
let's go to head, Rodney. Let's go to head. Let's simplify it. And so, boom, a chick gave you bad head. Are you coming back for a round two?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
It's not based on the bad head, though. You know,
my neck just broke. Nigga, get off me.
Like I said, because you make it good, because I'm thinking there's got to be something bringing me back. If everything is whack, then it's different, but like, I don't know. I guess I got a unique perspective. But
When you think about it, because I know some people say the head might be whack, but the dick game is good. So they'll just pass on the head part and just, you know, just go straight to the whole fucking shit, whatever. And then some guys is pretty much like that, too. If the head is whack, then, you know, but her box is good. Like, this.
Yeah, it's how much you enjoy sex. Yeah, I usually enjoy the sex, so it don't matter what. Maybe I regret it after, but during the sex, I'm loving it.
You're right. They don't think you're lying out here.
Yeah, regret it after.
Regret it after. Wait,
they said Rodney's lying, and Buttons is scaring off men.
Jesus. Yes.
I ain't got no reason to lie, man.
I'm scared of
that. Rodney. They said, why are you fucking lying?
I had to hit him with the usher. Watch this.
How am I scared off men? Maybe I am. I'm not. How am I scared off men? But no, I'm being honest. Like,
that's what they said
to me. Huh?
They said you scared off.
That's what they say. You're scaring them off.
That's why they probably scared to perform the first time, because you be scaring them.
You gotta set the mood, though. You gotta have the drinks. You gotta have the drinks and everything ready, man. You gotta set the mood.
But it, I mean, for me, like, I'm not saying it's like bad, but it's just I find like the guy might not be as comfortable, or maybe I'm not as comfortable because it's the first time, so I can't like let loose. So after maybe the 6 months in, 3 months in, 4 months in, then I can get comfortable. Then it gets better. I feel like after time.
Oh hell no! But in that long,
I mean. No. Wait. I guess I'm saying it
after the first round, then you get comfortable.
No, well, yeah, after the first round, you get comfortable. But I feel like the initial sex, it's not like intimate. It's not like it's just like it's sex, but it's not like intimate sex.
That's different, man.
My sex is always intimate.
Man.
That's what I meant to say. Like the first time around, it's just like, okay, time out.
Flag on the play. Hold on. Rodney, what the fuck? Your sex is always intimate.
Always, man.
You're having sex with, it's the same every time. It's just always passionate, intimate.
Yeah, it's me. It's my energy. So that's why they don't be wax sex. It's my energy. I enjoy it. I like sex. So I'm doing what I like.
So no matter who you're having sex with, it's always the same, Rodney? I need verification on this right now.
It does. It's not on the person. It's where. So if we're in a place where we can't do it the same, then it's different. But
all right, same location.
Yo, same location. Trust me. I got all the memories up here, and it's like from my angle, it's all the same.
Yo, I cannot. But wait, real quick, because Bianca has done something very interesting, and I can't believe it. So Bianca said she had an experience, the head in the D was whack, and she spent a whole year with dude.
Oh.
Girl, bye.
Companionship. The spooning was probably good. The spooning was good.
Bye. No. That spooning could go in the garbage.
I mean, Chrissy, can you do that? Like, I don't think I can be with someone that the sex is bad.
Yeah, bad sex. Something has to make it bad. What makes sex bad?
I can't be with...
Yo, I would tell you one thing. Yo, Marie Lee is on Rodney's team. Everyone else think Rodney's lying, and Marie Lee is riding hard for you.
I can't.
Well, because she can hear the truth. She knows the truth.
I'm not saying Rodney's lying. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying, like, damn, homie. That's it. I'm just saying, damn.
Like, that's my problem, though. What you saying, it's part of my problem, too, though. Because, you know, you're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to treat everybody the same, bro.
You're not supposed to do that, but it's like, I don't know. I'm in there with me. My energy's there, and I like to enjoy it. So it goes to that level every time. Every time.
I've been with somebody who sex was great, and then we took a break, say like years break, and then did it again. And mind you, the first time I used to tell people, like, I used to kind of rate other guys according to him, like, yo, can't nobody top him. This nigga's like the shit in bed. And honestly, we took like a couple years break and end up having sex again. I was like, this ain't it.
Wow.
This ain't it. I don't know how was I up. This ain't it. It's not even.
Well, is it because maybe you're
a younger you?
Your palate. Yeah, your palate. You know, expanded.
A tighter you, a younger you,
expectations.
And then, mind you, he was similar to Rodney because Rodney does the same tricks with everybody. When I say like I memorize his moves, like his whole sex pattern didn't change. Like the way that he had sex, it was the same shit.
So you was bored.
Yours changed though.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Different
things make you come.
Yes, sophisticated.
Different strokes.
Yeah, I said back when you were tighter then, you were less experienced. So to him, to you, it was oh shit.
Don't say tighter then.
You say tighter.
Oh boy, you get punched.
You know what?
Nose, okay. That was a jab that was okay.
No, I'm talking about when you were with the first dude. We were with him years ago. Forget it.
And you just digging your hell more and more. Shut the hell up, Dutch. Yo, I cannot.
It's the red glasses. It's the red glasses. I don't know what to say.
No, I can't. Don't get punched in your nose, Dutch, because you'll get punched.
Okay, so.
You going to punch it remotely?
Huh?
You going to do it remotely?
Chrissy, yep. You know what?
He coming for me.
She going to stab you.
How often does the bad sex people have bad sex? Like, how often do y'all experience bad sex? Since y'all...
This is the bad sex people.
I never experienced bad sex, so I don't know.
See?
I know, like, the first encounter just due to nervousness, but after that, I never had that experience of being with anyone that was bad.
Me, I said, no, it couldn't have been that whack. Let me just grab this one more game. Just one more game. Nah, I said no, sir.
I can't waste my time twice.
I tried to give the benefit of the doubt. I really
one and done.
That's always been my every show. I can't waste my time twice. Can't waste my time twice.
I mean, I feel like some people do have an off day.
Yeah.
So that's why I said I'm gonna try it again.
Mm-hmm. I can't waste my time. I don't know.
That's why you gotta make sure and do it right.
That's why I said the first time gotta be the best time, because Shorty will be like,
"Wrong, yo, that's crazy."
You know what? I had some time.
Oh, Chrissy. What if the nigga that you fuck hasn't had sex in a long ass time? You the first piece of ass he got, and it just came out like,
So he need to go all the fuck out then. Show me what you haven't been showing somebody the last couple months, years.
He gonna nut fast. The first nut gonna come.
That's what I'm trying to say. What if he just came home?
He's gonna want to keep going.
It's coming fast. The first nut coming fast.
All right, the first nut come fast, but guess what? He's gonna get back up, stay hard. If he don't come, that ain't my problem.
That's the woman's job to get it back up. The second time is her job to get it back up.
No, he's gonna get it back up, but if he listen, like, because it's gonna take longer for him to come. Like, no, I'm gonna get mine regardless. You got yours in your little 2 seconds, and then you're gonna get hard again. Yeah, whatever. And I'm gonna come a couple, you know. And after I get satisfied, if you ain't come again, you already came once. You're all right. You can get this shit down by yourself. I'm going to see.
Damn, yo. You wrong.
The
whole world
out here.
What?
Damn. No, but then let's talk about what if it's the other way. And Rodney, you could probably contest to this since you give it the same to every motherfucker out here, okay? What if it's so good the first time? Sis might turn into a whole fiend, like, oh, we ain't talk about we together, but now we together. That's my man.
That's how you know?
I've heard those words recently.
That's happened before. It's happened numerous.
That's when you gotta, like, you, even that's though
y'all,
it's good.
That's y'all emotionless females right there.
Even though it's good, you gotta, that's when you gotta, like, you gotta fall back, man. Gotta be but strong then because it's only gonna go
the same thing. I've heard of men doing the same shit. They fucking someone and they going crazy right afterwards and wanting to be with them and ready to commit and everything. So I've heard it. So it's, yeah. It's, men do it as well.
Sprung. Yeah, you can get sprung. Anybody can get sprung, but as in my adulthood, I haven't been. But women, they get like that even when you put it down like that. So that's sometimes you try to. It's almost like you got to have a contract before y'all have sex. Like, yo, listen.
A contract. Did y'all just hear that? A contract.
Like, listen, y'all.
Contract.
See, that's what you get. That's what you get, Rodney, for making love to everybody. You can't fucking
that, exactly. That's
what
that's
the hell? That's, I'm full of love. I'm full of love.
Loving everybody, Rodney. Damn, Rodney.
It's for the moment. It's not like I'm chasing it down the street.
So. Rodney, you was born in the wrong era. You should have been born in the 60s and 70s, man. You was born in the wrong era, Rodney.
Facts, I'm telling you.
Facts. So you just out here just loving peace and love for you, right? Peace and love.
Yeah, some temptations bumping.
Peace and love, Rodney.
Now, but what if sis gave it up the first time y'all ever chilled and y'all went ham, balls to the wall? Do you look at it any differently?
Nope.
No, that's why I'm, you're locking it in. I'm like, yo, we're going to be friends for the next 2 months at least.
Oh, he said next 2 months. So hold on. So you would do something with someone for 2 months with no intention of dating this woman exclusively?
Well, because we already at that point. So, we already fucking. So I ain't got to worry about all that.
Worry about all the what?
Meaning, like, we have a sexual relationship. That's what I said. We got to have, like, a contract. But I wasn't playing with that. Like, we got to have a discussion. Like, where we going? What we doing? And we both understand what we're doing. Then we go from there. So if it's just sex, yeah, we could be doing this for 2 months or even longer, you know, but we adults, so we're gonna both understand where we at before we start fucking, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
That's where the contract comes in.
And that's why you probably getting in trouble with these girls, right?
You got a one night stand, Rodney?
Can I have a one night stand?
I said, have you ever had one?
It's Trinidadian. Hell yeah, he had a one night stand before.
Not really though, man, because
what?
I get a lot of repeat offenders. So it don't be one night. It don't be one night.
Yo.
Be like a 2 month
thing. How old do you feel mommy asking, bro?
He said 36. So after 2 months, what you do? You leave and find somebody else?
Because it's usually, you know, that high usually starts to wear off.
After 2 months.
So after 2 months, what do you do? Like when you get to your 2 month contract, would you,
yeah, that,
you
that,
renew your contract or you
he ain't lying. That little oh, I need to see you spark shit does wear down. That's like that 2 months.
Because
we
adults, so it's either we get serious from here or we cut it off from here. We at that point,
I agree. I can see.
I agree with that though.
Yeah.
Rodney to say some shit, but this I agree with you on this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
A fork in the road, you know. So we gotta do it.
2 months of your time period then.
But you know, in that time though, You could fall all the way in love in that time.
In 2 months?
Of having extremely good sex. Hell yeah. Word.
Oh.
Because you sharing a lot of that experience, trust me. You know, well y'all should know, you know. You could get there. You could get lost in it, you know. But
you could get lost in the lust.
Yeah, you could. You could get lost in it. Right.
But the I think about 6 months. For me personally, I can say like, okay, I fall in love with you. I think after 3 months, I might start like really liking you to see the potential. Because that first 3 months, like I gotta really know this person. Like I gotta do certain things. For me, it's like if I can't like do no. I'm getting about to get a little explicit. I'm sorry. If I can't do like a number two with you around, I don't think there's no love there. I don't think I can feel like I love you. Like to me, like that's what it's
because you're not comfortable.
I'm ready to make this person my person. If I can't get there with you, nope, I'm not thinking like that. I'm thinking like I like you and I still got to get to know you. I'm still in that get to know you phase.
Yo, Rodney, they killing you in these comments, my man.
Yo.
I can't even see it.
Yo, Rodney. Miss Ford is coming for you. She think you the biggest liar out here. Miss Ford is coming for your neck. Okay. Marie Lee, she's still trying to hang in there with you. But send your study return to Cinder. Okay. Definitely she said don't. She need a receipt for your ass to take you back to the store. Because yeah, she think you just a lying too. Yo, they coming for you.
That's funny.
as far as
falling in love. You know, I feel like you usually have to stop yourself from falling. Not usually, but sometimes you have to stop yourself from falling in love because you know you're not trying to be in a relationship. But you can meet somebody, everything is working, and really without all, like sometimes you can just get into it without the outside stuff. Like sometimes you don't even remember your kids or none of that. Like you could be in love, you know. But then when you start to think of reality, it can't happen, you know. It gets like that. I know people sound like it can't relate, but you can meet somebody and you don't even have to know their name. Like you in love before you know anything, but then what? The reality kicks in.
What kind of experience you be having?
Yeah, that's some good experiences, word.
No, that's some heartbreaking, traumatic experience you're giving these women.
That means he's slinging the good thing over there. Y'all don't understand.
What no, he's hold saying. On, hold on, hold on. He said he's falling in love though.
But yeah, it's like a whole situation. Both sides, you can feel it. It feels real.
It has nothing to do with what you. It's just like you're pardon my harshness right now, but it's like you're a sucker for love.
But I'm by myself, bro. I'm single, man. I'm good.
But if you just fall in love like that, like oh my god, you could fuck with me now.
There's
a
flag on the field. I know what I'm saying.
I know what I feel away about somebody.
He gave me some good pussy. Now I love her. I don't understand that.
Cases that want to be put in right now for Robbie. Just saying.
The people who end up falling in love with somebody, they knew they loved that person when they met them. It took them time to allow themselves to fall in love, but they knew how they felt from the beginning. I'm just honest with my feelings from the beginning. That's all.
Well, Mary B said, can she put in a 2 month lease application? Okay. She willing to take
Hold on. So Rodney, no, I gotta get this straight. You meet someone. And you know that you love them off the bat. You know if you love them like from what you
know. You could. I ain't say you always do, but I've been in situations more than once where I could have been with the person if it wasn't based on, you know, reality. Certain things is what made it not happen. But I don't know who background that is. That's not mine though.
But I can respect that.
That's understandable, right there. Where you see yourself being with someone, but can you see yourself being with someone that you don't even know though? But I you don't even know this person. Like you can see yourself being with someone, but you see yourself loving someone. Love, like to me, it's a love thing that's catching me. Like
because you have to see yourself being with someone.
But it's being honest with your feelings. Love it for when I don't know that person in and out.
Yeah, but you're being honest with your feelings. Meaning, if you ended up feeling that way, when you look back, you realize I felt that way when I met this person, really, how I felt about them. You know, like we clicked from the jump. And then after time, when I looked, it was just off the rip. I have a couple of people that I met that's like that, that almost feel like, oh, this was a potential soulmate. It's just that things didn't line up perfectly, you know?
I can wholeheartedly understand that.
Yeah, I'm sort of on your way, yeah.
Do you fall in love with anyone? When it comes to love, it seems like you just be like, nah.
No, you just don't allow it, honestly, the deep, because it's just the world we live in. There's a lot of things that cause us not to allow ourselves to be with
especially people. When you have kids and potentially who you have kids with, your environment.
That's like
close to home. Like
Carl Thomas, Wish I Never Met Her. That song, that's all it's about, that. It's about that. You know, you have a good time with people. But I understand that. That's why I have that time. Because I know that really that's all it is. That time, you know, that's what you're really clinging on to. It's almost like a drug. You're trying to get that back.
Hold on. Sin said Dutch versus Rodney is like 50 versus Gerald Levert. I fuck you.
Y'all are hilarious.
But okay. Well, Marie Lee, she kind of left your damn fan list over here. But then you kind of got Miss Ford back because Miss Ford is relating to you and all that you're saying right now. She said she can rock with you on this.
Yo, sis, we got some bills to pay. So shout out to our sponsors right quick. Go ahead.
Oh, God. I mean, my brain wasn't focused. All right. Of course, our little commercial's down, but shout out to our sponsors, Hashimati Cosmetic and Lash Studios, Jamaican Paradise Restaurant, Graceful Touch Massage Therapy, Fit Body 101, Uncle B's 360, and Your Story is Our Story. Make sure you guys hit up our sponsors, support Black businesses. You know, then they're all on every single post on Instagram. They're posting their pages are there, so you can tag on their pages. They got all the information in their bios. And if you ever want to be a sponsor of Sex of Alcohol, send us a DM at Sex of Alcohol. Of course, exactly how it sounds, exactly how it's spelled. Or you can send us an email at chrissymoore.booking@gmail.com. And that is it. A little short.
You see, listen. This is why I swing it to you for the fucking sponsor. You said this went through that ass for Lucy like butter.
Whatever.
I would have been like Hot Commodities, the Graceful Touch. See? You said you did that? You're a professional.
You're a fucking dick.
Exactly. Thank you, Tiffany.
You're such a fucking dick. I swear.
Thank you, Tiffany. But anyway.
Hold on. I can't give you your flowers?
Thank you. Thank you, boo.
Yo, Rodney, you see what I deal with, bro?
Rodney, because we know.
You're a freaking dick.
Nah. Sometimes you be mad sarcastic, my nigga. So.
Exactly.
You be mad sarcastic, and then you be trying to say that I need, like, hooked on phonics or something because my words are getting tangled. But
that was season one!
See, I didn't even drink because I'm driving. I got a little box. I got no alcohol.
Whoa. You having me to hooked on phonics in season one. That was a whole season ago. You got the hooked on phonics and we see it work.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm not fucking with him. You know what I mean? Like I just said, I'm not fucking with him. How about you in a relationship with somebody, when I'm in a relationship, dealing with somebody.
But you want to fuck with me because you have to, see? Ah! It flows right into my topic. You're not fucking with me, but you're fucking with me.
Exactly. So how have you ever basically been with somebody that you just basically have sex with them to satisfy them, but you're not into it?
My bad, gave my charger.
Not Rodney.
Yeah, not Rodney.
He could be excluded from this subject. Not Rodney.
I will say, in a relationship, this has been times to where especially when you're living with the person, you'd be like, fuck, all right. Let me help him get this off. I might not, I just might not be in the mood, but
yeah,
I'll bust it open because he wants it.
I personally have been in, and it's like, it's been a long, and these are, of course, long-term relationships, but I have been with somebody where it's only one person, where, yeah, they just, I just did it to satisfy them, but I wasn't into it at all. Like, I was just so over it, but it is what it is.
I think that's the situation where I didn't really want to, but I did just be honest. And yeah, for the most part, yeah. Well, Rodney, have you ever been in that situation where you had sex with someone because they wanted to and you didn't really want to, Rodney?
Here we go. Here go Rodney again. Yeah. Here go Rodney again.
This nigga here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, once my dick gets hard, that means I want to. Word.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God, my stomach.
Rodney, what's the longest relationship you've ever been in?
Oh, the longest relationship I've been in has been like 16 years. Word.
And you never had no... within that 16 years, every time you had sex with Shorty is because you never just had sex with her just because, like, she was horny and you were tired and you were like, oh, fuck it, you never just satisfied her just to satisfy her?
Even when trying that, I still enjoy it. So,
okay.
You know, like, I never, because I'll just not do it, you know? I'll just not do it if I'm not in the mood.
Oh, so you just say no?
Yeah, I'll not do it. Yeah, it's right, I'll be pissed off.
See, now we getting somewhere.
Be a reason. Like, if I'm tight or something, like, geez, fuck out of here. I don't want nothing. Even my dick could get hard. If I'm mad, I don't want nothing.
Mm. You sort of contradicted yourself, Rodney. You said your dick get hard.
Yeah, because I could do it, but I did contradict myself.
He's pissed off. He said he ain't for it.
Yeah, I get stubborn, but yeah, that's about it, though. But, you know, once I'm giving it to them, that means, you know, I'm going to, you know, in my mind, I'm not thinking about, I'm just doing it for the reason.
So why don't you just give it to them and then go back to be angry?
Nah.
Like, just like, you know, just have it for the moment. I'm like,
he can't shut it on and off.
Yeah, I got angry.
You ever had sex with someone you really didn't, like, you wasn't in the mood to, you really didn't want to, but you knew he wanted to?
If me and my person be together and I don't feel like doing it, he wants to do it, we're doing it.
Right. Most so women for those who missed the question was, do you have sex with your partner to satisfy their needs, even if you're not into it?
What? So, we're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Jessica. So.
That's how women should be.
Also got piggyback off of Rodney said, I've definitely been where I'm so fucking pissed off with the person, nigga, kick rocks. And it's done. I don't care.
You're not a believer in not going to bed mad?
I'm a believer in that. Like, we gonna fix this. And then, I guess for me personally, like, if I'm upset and I want to do it, that person want to do it, we're going to do what we got to do. But better than when we get up in the morning, we're going to discuss that matter. We're going to discuss that situation. Because sex is not going to fix it. It's just going to make me feel good momentarily.
Right. But I could go to sleep mad at you. I could turn right over and go right and have great old sleep. And when I'm ready to talk about it, we can talk about it.
Yeah. I need to cuddle. I'm a cuddler. So I'm still cuddling with you.
Yes, sis, I have done that. Like, all right, well, I still need to go to sleep. So you can still be back.
Yeah, we gonna cuddle. Forget that. You're gonna cuddle. You're gonna hold me if I wake up in the morning when I'm done with that session and I'm gonna be bad.
That
can be something mixed signals. He could be going to sleep like, yo.
If that's my person, like, if my man would know how I am, he would know that I'm the type of person where
I'm still upset, but still, I still need to hold. I still need to be touched. I still need to be cuddled. Right. If I need to do my do, we're going to do it. If you need to do it, we're going to do it. But when we wake up in the morning, nothing changed because my behavior is going right back to where it was. All that's momentarily because I'm still mad. I'm still upset.
Right. But we fix it. I was told I was an asshole numerous times for that, and I don't understand because I state that up front. Like, listen, I don't really need to talk to you if I'm pissed off. But, I'm going to need to bust that. You good? All right, great. I still don't want to talk to you about tomorrow morning.
Exactly. What about you, Chris?
Sorry. Yeah. I'm a cuddler. Even if I'm mad. If I'm mad, I'm really not in the mood to have sex, and I'll give you the worst sex ever. Like, I'll give you no pelvic thrust, no nothing. No mid in between grind, no nothing. Like, when I say stiff as a board, like, act like I'm half asleep, yeah. Do your thing, get off of me, type of thing. Like, get off of me. But I am for the spooning and the cuddling. But yeah, I feel like I'll punish you by just not really giving you everything.
What if you end up busting a nut so women can stop themselves from going sex like that?
Yeah,
you can definitely stop. We can definitely stop from.
That. Yeah. It's mental for us.
Yeah, y'all can't, but we can.
Yo. Yeah. What?
Who can? Don't say y'all can. I feel that's what.
You could just wait, Dutch. Hold on. Rewind to what you said. That you said you
said y'all can. Not all. You said y'all can, and then men can. Don't say that. Because some men, like, there's men that can flip that switch, and it is like, yeah, I can flip that switch in the middle of, like, I can stop having sex with someone in the middle of sex.
Yeah, but not. I'm wish.
Before I nut, I can stop having sex with someone in the middle of sex.
Yeah, but can you stop yourself from nutting and continuing to have sex?
Isn't that if I'm stopping in the middle of sex, isn't that stopping myself from nutting?
Yeah, but can you keep fucking and not nut? No, of course you. You stopping to stop yourself from nutting, so that means you're still enjoying it. She's not going to be able to nut. Is what she's saying, he can't. Even if you keep fucking her, she's not going
to
be able to.
No. We're talking about women being able to, or emotionally, can I just fuck and not nut? I can fuck and not nut.
It's possible.
I got to, for me to even be in it, like, you know, because if I'm not, like, physically enjoying it, it's not going to continue. It's not going to continue. Okay.
And I spoke about this on past episodes. That's when the fake cum comes into play. The fake nut coming to play. I don't know. It's funny.
Yo, you and this fake nut got me
dying. listen.
You said fake nut? That's
yes. But it don't get started with that.
Hold on. So you fake nut. How does that work? I'm curious.
You got to have the conversation again. I've explained it before. It can't be with someone. It can't be with your girl. Someone just having sex with raw. It can't be like with someone like it. Got to be with someone that's having sex with the time. You just take the motions or nothing, and you pull out and put the condom in the garbage like you just fucking can. You take the motions or nothing.
That sounds like the definition of whack sex right there.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I agree.
Or
that's why I don't have.
Listen. Sometimes it could be great for the female. It could be great for the female to see them nutted mad time. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? Nah, I'm out of this thing. I just take nuts. Real fuck. I've done it plenty of times. If I'm not enjoying it, if I'm uncomfortable, I'm not gonna stop and go fuck it. I'm gonna take nuts. Yeah, you gonna. You gonna feel some type of like, he came, but I ain't gonna let you know I didn't nut. Like, he came, whatever. You didn't enjoy it, but if I'm uncomfortable, if I'm uncomfortable, whatever, or even if the pussy's wet, I'm gonna take nut. I'm not gonna just be on
so
some
Marie different Lee stuff. So Marie Lee said, what's the point?
You got to be in it to know. What's the point? You can't. You're not gonna know beforehand. You got to be in it to know.
I know what you're talking about, though. I can remember times like that, bro. I can't. Yeah.
There's niggas that is just stop. I'm not gonna stop and be rude about it. I'm gonna take nuts. That's the nicest way I could do it.
So, Miss Ford says that sounds like that you're going to the next female to finish the job. Or are you done for the night?
Nothing to move.
Nah, I could be done for the night. I don't have to go to the night.
So now the question is, do you go back and have sex with that girl again?
Oh, the double bet.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. Because it's not every time. It's not because the sex is whack. It could be because I'm uncomfortable. It could be because, you know, it could just be because of that. I'm uncomfortable. It could be an uncomfortable position, like, or uncomfortable bedding or something. I'm uncomfortable. So it's not like even enjoyed herself, but I would go back because the pussy might not be wet, but it has been uncomfortable in the setting, though, or uncomfortable at that time.
So it could be like a first night type, like the first time type sex where I'm saying that people is not comfortable.
Nah, I'm not.
That's why you gotta be like Rodney and set the.
When I say uncomfortable, I'm talking about uncomfortable as far as like. But feeling wise, not uncomfortable as far as the set, like, oh, we're nervous, and not that kind of uncomfortable. As far as like, yo, it's hot. It's like 90-something degrees in here. It's hot as shit. I don't want to fuck no more. This bitch came like 4 or 5 times already.
Cramping,
I'm ready to
cramping,
fuck up out of this shit. Like, I'm good. Not like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
leg cramping. Yeah, it's been times where, yeah, if I feel like it's taking me too long to catch mine. And I'll end it. And when she asks me what's wrong, I'm like, nah.
I'm gonna keep it so real with y'all. Hold on. I'm gonna keep it so real with y'all. 95% of my fake nuts will come on my second round because, like I said before, second round takes too long for the nut to get out. Y'all done came so many already, like numerous times. Why do I have to keep on fucking you? I'm a fake nut.
Yeah.
I already got my nuts in first round. I want to keep on going for a second round, whatever. Okay, we can keep on going. You can get your shit off numerous times, but I'm gonna fake nut because my second round takes forever to come out.
Sometimes it's the woman. Sometimes they appreciate it because they're gonna get fucked for the whole night.
So 95% of my fake nuts has been in that second round. I'm being real, which has been that second round where I'm just like, yo, I don't want to fuck no more. I don't want to fuck no more. You're going to get a fake fucking nut because I don't want to fuck no more. We just finished fucking. Why do you want to fuck so much? What's going on right now?
Nah, but if she still want to go, I must keep going, though.
He said, I don't
want to
fuck no more.
Yo,
I never thought I'd hear a man say something like that.
It happens, though. Or if you fuck enough, you're going to go through that.
After you the first time, the second round, and when that shit takes forever to come out, like, you like, yo, my nigga, what the fuck?
Don't have to take a piss. You be like, damn, I can never nut.
And yo, you done physically seen her nut mad times. Like, yo, you like a fucking demon right now as many times as you done nutted. Like, what the fuck? And
you're chasing something that's not worth it. Word. It's like, because sometimes, even when you get it, it's like, damn, man. All of
so
that.
So your 10 nuts are my 1 or 2. What?
I mean, did she, was she even there at that point?
I don't know. Sometimes I find myself chasing the nut, though. I can't front. I'll chase it for no reason and get it. It be there. You got to get it.
Yeah, I've been there. He'd be like, you know
what? If it gotta come out. That's a fact.
I can't.
If you at that point, like, yo, yeah, I want this shit to come out. You want it to come out. Like, you ain't fake enough. You want that nut to get out.
Sometimes you'll hit when they start saying, why it take it so long? Then you know that they kind of, you know, they all fucked out. They tired.
I just give you that leg tap. Like, come on.
Fuck that shit in. What the fuck are you doing?
That's when the, you know what? But that's when the nigga having sex too much. That's how you can tell you fucking too much.
Listen, stop watching me. You supposed to be paying attention to the show.
Over here with some WMDs.
Oh, you know, when it comes to tits, he be zero.
Got WMDs and all that weapons of mass destruction out there, about to poke somebody eye out and say,
you know, I'm in the South. They don't know if they, you know, everything big out here. I gotta make sure my shit look a little bit bigger.
Woo! You know what?
Listen.
Gotta make some shits look a little bit bigger, man. You know what I mean? Especially on my
job. Don't you bring back no country, man? Don't you bring back no Southern boy? You gonna get yourself a Southern boy, sir?
Eventually when I move.
Make sure he's straight, though.
Give me that Southern hospitality.
Make sure you're 100% straight. I know where you're going.
I'm about to get off topic for like a quick second. I was literally driving like on the I-85, right? This guy pulled up next to me and was like, oh, nice car or whatever. And he was like, oh, and I turned around, he was like, damn, you're gorgeous. He was like, pull over. I am not pulling over on the I-85 because you said, and he goes, wow, you got gorgeous boobs. You know, this man literally came out his face and said that he's attracted to my boobs. He saw my boobs through the fucking window.
He was black or white?
He was African.
Well.
And he's serious, motherfucker. He was serious. He was serious, I tell you.
Yo, you're going to hell.
You wanted them boots. You wanted to touch the motherfucker.
Yeah, he has a question for the guys.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, she said, are you in relationships? And if not, could you sleep with that one person if you were?
No and yes.
What? She said, are you in a relationship? And if not, would you sleep with that one person if you were?
Yeah, kind of doubled it back. Like, you mean,
saying, are we in a relationship? And if we are in a relationship, can we just sleep with that one person?
Basically, no cheating.
Can you be in a relationship? Can you be in a
monogamous relationship with just that one person and nobody else? Oh. No stepping out, no nothing. That's way too
much. Yeah.
Right now, it's this stage of my life. Yeah, you could ask me 5 years ago, a couple years ago, or even maybe even a year ago, I might have said no. But right now, at this stage of my life, yeah.
I could.
Oh, you growing up, Dutch? Oh shit!
He's putting his male horrors to the side.
Listen. We'll talk about it.
Rodney, what was your answer?
Yeah, I could fuck only one person, but I'm not really with the relationship thing like this.
Yeah, he's gone. No more relationship thing for a while.
Yeah.
Now too much time. You're so not committal.
No, he was in a relationship for 16 years. He said he was with my for 16 years.
That's so was that.
So he's
done with that.
Well, yeah, he wants to go back.
Relationship.
He ain't learned his lesson. He got more time to put in.
So now he's ready to sow his oats and be out all over.
But I'm older though, Rodney, so I got you by some years. So at this present stage, that's what I said. If you had asked me 5 years ago when I was your age, 5-6 years ago, I might have been like, nah. But right now, where I'm at right now, yeah.
My main thing is the age of my kids, and I don't want to have to share my love. You know, so I like to raise my kids and then maybe look for a serious relationship. But I don't want to do it with my kids. So I want to devote more to them. I don't like to see when people do that. It takes from the kids. The kids feel it. Even if you can explain it to them all you want, they look at it like you sharing, you know.
Okay.
I ain't with it. Ain't nobody that important right now.
Well, Marie Lee, she thank you for both of you answering very honestly.
Yeah. I could be monogamous one day, though. I think anybody could, really.
It's if they want to do it.
Yeah, basically, we all got the potential to do anything. We could go to the moon. So how we can't be with one person?
Yo, this motherfucker said we can go to the moon. So, yo.
Rodney, serious question about what to piggyback off of what you just said. Hmm. If you met someone, right, where you're at right now in life, the age you are right now and where you're at right now, you met someone and y'all had a great vibe, great connection. She didn't have kids, but he was accepting of your kids and stuff like that. You wouldn't deal with that person, like, and bring her around your kids if y'all was in a committed relationship together?
The thing is, how, you know, we have to get there. I'm not even open to getting there, first of all.
Yeah.
But still, it would take long. I would take my time with something like that. So it would be like a year or two.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a couple months. I'm talking about a year or two, right there.
Yeah, I would take it real slow to where she got to really be into me because she might not want to hang on. Because I'm going to do like how they do us on the flip side, you know? Word.
No!
But I'm going to be slow with it, and we're going to take our time. Right? She's going to have to...
Yo, shots fired. I feel like you're coming for the females right now.
But it could happen. It could happen, though, because, you know good people when you meet them, so you can't throw away good people. You don't get a lot of them.
So, with that being said... Don't you feel like you kind of stringing her along? Or if you felt like she was a good person, like you really do feel like you can do it with her, but you tell her, like, listen, I'm letting you know now my kids is going to be in the forefront, so I really don't see myself committing to you. Do you let her know to give her that option to chuck them deuces?
Yeah, of course I'll let her know. Because my whole thing is I'm trying to avoid relationships anyway, so I'm going to really be doing that. And if she's still staying around, then that means, like, you know, this might be... You know, all right, we could be cool. We could, if you want to have sex, we could do that. And just take it slow because there's nothing to rush in life. And listen, if you're going to be here, then you're going to be here, right?
That's true. Wait. So Miss Ford wants to know, are you a Pisces or a Taurus?
I'm an Aquarius.
There you go, Miss Ford. You got your answer. He's neither one. So Sid wants to know, Ryan, let me ask a question.
Being that you're not looking for a relationship, right? And it's just whatever. Would you be comfortable with the person that you're fucking somebody else?
Listen, I wouldn't even know. You know, because
I would not see you
dancing. I wouldn't allow my brain to go there. I don't allow myself to think about what people do when they're not with me. Even in a relationship, that's a potential thing, you know?
So, it's a direct question, though. Would you be comfortable with the person that you're fucking somebody else? Being that you don't technically care about a relationship, so it's like it's open to you, basically.
Yeah, I'll be uncomfortable for the fact of health reasons, but not for no real attachment. I don't give a fuck what you do, really. But I care based on health. Yeah, I care. But as far as you know, you could really do what you. I'm not even gonna ask you. I'm not gonna ask how much friends you got. I really, you know. So
would you be in a?
That's the Aquarius coming out in him.
When we spoke about what was the show about? Would you be in a polygamy relationship?
Polyamory.
Would you be in a polyamory or a polygamy relationship, Robin?
No, because I don't think he could do that because he doesn't want a relationship.
Yeah, it'd be more annoying. This would be more annoying to me. Right?
No, but say I the situation like we had with our guest Ronnie, where she was the person,
and she had two dudes,
and it wasn't really a relationship, but it was she had two dudes. Would you be with someone like that where you know that okay they have another person, and it's not nothing, you know what I'm saying, like?
Listen, if somebody has somebody else and that guy doesn't know, I really don't want to be part of that because niggas be killing niggas.
You know? No, so, that guy knows and you know. Y'all both know about each other. You fucking with someone and you know that he fucking never do. He knows that he fucking never do.
That's like right now, basically. You know, you're running around fucking people. Everybody know that person, you know, but everybody is like, that's like regular. You know, because nothing's stopping me from fucking somebody else also. So it's like, I'm single again. I might have fucked up, but there's no relationship. We don't have to, you know? It's like, what does me and her do other than fuck? You know? So if we only meet up to fuck, it's not like it's a scheduled thing or anything. So it's really just freedom. You know? It's not like we are even in a sexual relationship. We just had sex. You know,
he's not doing nothing that has any type of ties to it. So I felt like he answered your question.
Because then that if you say she's fucking somebody else, but we good with it, like
I can't even see how a situation like that could even develop. Like, how does that happen? That guy and me end up knowing that each other is fucking this girl.
These polyamories is out here.
No. But yeah, that's like a pre-planned thing. But for me, I'm not into like it being. That's not like. What is that? Like somebody, as a group, they came to me to find me. Like, how do we get involved?
No, that's not what we're talking about. No, not as no group. Nobody came to you or found you. You're fucking with a chick. You're fucking with a chick. And the chick tells you, listen, I got another dude that I'm fucking with. But he knows that I'm fucking with another dude, too. Will you be comfortable with that?
And like I said, the first thing I said is no, because dudes be killer dudes. Dudes be jealous. You said that what she's saying that she knows I fuck other dudes. You don't say that. Like, you're in a relationship and you cheating on your man. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. You saying it like it's real, but I'ma see it like, yo, this bitch is just, you know, man. I might hit it once, but I don't want no ties. I don't want to get involved in that. That sounds too complicated to me. But I'll hit it once.
To each his own, baby. To each his own.
I hit it once, but
that's not everybody. We was talking about that last week, but like not everybody's into it.
And that's too much ties, though. Like, why would you? There's so much people out there. Why am I tying myself to this girl that's tied to this guy when I could just keep it moving?
Big facts.
Because when that guy get upset, who knows how he react? You know, who knows what they really doing together? And I'm not with that because people be too unstable.
He wants no parts.
No parts.
But Sven, she said, Dutch, won't you answer your own question that you asked Rodney?
Sounds like he's with it.
Which one? The polyamorous question? I answered that on the show. I said no. I said nothing with me. I said maybe two women, but as far as me fucking with a chick with another dude, no.
And what was your question before
you told me to answer that on the show, son. Stop asking grandma.
Not polyamory. What was the other question that you asked Rodney?
What was the other question I asked Rodney? Rodney, what other question I asked you?
I smoke weed too, bro, so.
Yo. Oh, God. Oh, man.
I smoke weed too, so. But,
Oh, would you be comfortable if you knew your chick was with someone else?
No.
Your own chick? Like your girlfriend?
Well, who he was dealing with. He asked, would you be comfortable if the chick that you was dealing
with? Oh, yeah.
No. Granted, I've done fucked with chicks in the past and had boyfriends. I done fucked with married chicks. So I've known that chicks had someone else. But as far as, like, but I'd be comfortable with the I'm fucking with this, like I went out and talked to him, went and hollered at somebody. Nah, I'm not comfortable with that. But as far as I've been the past where I've been the, I guess, side nigga, so I say. Yes, you want to call me? You want to call me that?
I don't mind being a side nigga. That's a good position for you.
Well, it's too much. You know that, right?
Bro, you contradicting the fuck out of yourself.
No, you're not. Because side nigga, you still got your freedom. You can end anytime you want. It's not real.
Well, with
that's
that,
what I just said, though, bro. That's the fucking whole thing I just said. You basically a side nigga.
But she got a man. But this is she cheating with you. That's what I said, though. The girl's basically is approaching you cheating on her man, though. That's basically what she does. It's not like
all right. Hold on. So you would be comfortable if the man didn't know.
I'd be more comfortable. Word. Because men are too territorial. Like, that's not a good situation if the man is like, I don't need to be involved with this dude. Word.
You want
to
tell me, hold on. You'll be a side nigga to a female, right? You'll be a side nigga to a female. You'll play the whole side nigga role as long as the man doesn't know. But then that's more of a risk if he finds out. To blow your fucking head off, bro.
If he already knows, he knows, shorty
has a dude on the side, you know what I'm saying, whatever, that's much less of a risk right there. Maybe y'all don't have to interact with each other, but if he knows that shorty has a dude on the side already, that's much less of a risk of a nigga finding out his girl is cheating. Like, what the fuck, who's this nigga? I'm ready to blow this nigga head off, boy.
Yeah, but on some real, men shouldn't be ready to blow the man's head off when a woman.
But we're talking realistically right now. We see it happen every day. Every single day.
But that's why I don't even want to be in. But like I said, you asked me if I was okay with if a woman was having sex with somebody. I don't ask those questions. I don't want to know. If a woman approached me, I'm not going to ask if she got a man. I don't ask those questions. You're approaching me, so why does it even matter? You see what I'm saying? I don't ask that. So really, I don't even be knowing myself. I don't know. You know? I don't go to her crib.
That's what they ask us.
I don't go to her crib.
That's what they ask us when we approach them. When you approach a female, doesn't she ask if you have a girl or not?
What'd you say?
When you approach a female, doesn't she ask you if you have a girl or not?
If would I approach a female?
When you approach a female, doesn't she ask you if you have a girl?
When I approach, yeah.
So you don't.
Hell no! Why would I? To stop what's going on? Why would I?
So I'm actually going to be honest with the women to let them know that you're not looking for anything right about now. You're like in a non-committal mental space. Do you tell these women these things? Do you say that to them?
Of course. You get in trouble if you don't, because then you have somebody beating on your door all kind of hours of night. I don't want none of that drama. So I'll let people know.
Yo, I cannot. We'll go down this rabbit hole with Rodney ass all night with him and his
So do you tell them there's no chance whatsoever of us being together, or do you leave the door a little open, so leave a wiggle room just in case you change your mind?
It's hard to say no chance, because that sounds so bad when you say that, you know.
But, no, we just be real though, because now don't listen to how it sounds bad, because I don't care if it sounds bad. I don't care that you.
I just say straight up. I'm not looking for a relationship. That's what I say. And that's all I usually have to say. Then they'll be like, why, and what about, and what if, and I'm like, I'm just not looking for a relationship. I'm like, yo, I can have sex, but.
So you're looking for sex. Are you looking for sex? Are you looking for sex and companion without the title? Like, what is it? Because you're not looking for anything.
I'm not looking for anything.
You're looking for sex. Because if you engage with another.
No, I'm not looking for anything.
So let me ask you a question. So when you meet a female, right, mm-hmm. and you see a female, she's attractive, and you guys exchange numbers, what is your purpose with her at that moment? Because there has to be some form of reason. What is your purpose?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like you try to allow it to happen in the sense of let her approach you and bag you, and then it's on her purpose after that.
So you're taking away the responsibility from yourself.
Yeah, I'm not out looking for nothing.
So in reality, how you are looking to have sex, but you don't want to have the responsibility of hurting somebody else. You put it on the other person, meaning that this is not what I wanted. You wanted this, so I went along with it. So therefore, it's time for you to leave without taking the responsibility.
I'm willing to have sex. Oh, hell. And it's not about responsibility. We are all adults. If that woman sees Jesus.
No, because you're not moving like an adult, though, because you're putting the woman in the position to bag you so you don't take responsibility.
No, you don't put her.
That's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
You don't put her in nothing. She does what she wants to do.
Not really, Rodney.
The woman does whatever she wants to do. That's the thing. I empower her. I'm not putting a response. I'm empowering her to make the decision on, listen, it's on you, Ma. It's wherever you want it to go, except for a relationship.
Well, on that note, we're going to end with his 2-month application. Just know this 2-month application, what it right. is, this shit done.
Well, that was a wrap, guys.
We appreciate y'all.
You got to put yourself in a position where you're not thirsty. So when you get approached by people, you're not looking for nothing. I be in a supermarket, somebody approached me and they're acting nice, and we exchange information. And then we talk, and then something happens, you know.
But let's be real, Ron, because I see where you're going. Let's be honest, right? Because now it's like, so you're in a supermarket. You know you're an attractive guy. You are aware you're an attractive
I don't know
guy.
That. I don't know that. I don't
know. No, we ain't going down this rabbit hole, button. No, we ain't going down this rabbit hole.
I don't know that.
We're going to be down the rabbit hole in a whole other country with him.
I don't know that, though.
You're dangerous.
We're riding. We definitely need to thank our sponsors. Oh, God. Go ahead.
I don't go out thinking that everybody likes me. You know, I might be handsome.
I didn't say that. Because
I might be handsome to me. That don't mean that women don't like me.
No. We get that. We all get that. But the women who do approach you, those are the ones who are attracted to you. So we're not saying you going out with with the intention that everybody likes you. We're talking about the one who actually approached you. Those are the ones who have that initial attraction. So since you already aware, because you're a smart guy, so since you already aware that they're approaching you, but they have that initial attraction towards you, you take the responsibility away from yourself because you already know that how this woman is coming
to talk to you with intention,
A, for a relationship. So now
you know you're probably going to hit it too much, Rodney.
Women want to take that. Honestly, even my baby mom, she bagged me, man.
We had a great show. I want to thank both of my guests, Mr. Rodney. Yo. I don't know if you made enemies. I don't know if you made followers. What you made tonight, bro? I don't know what you did.
Hopefully I got some followers.
I don't know. I think it's mixed reviews right now, bro. I don't know. We got to see the comments. We got to read all the comments.
Yeah. Well, we definitely got to thank our sponsors for tonight. Hot Commodity Cosmetics.
Everybody, go ahead.
Jamaican Paradise Restaurant.
Rachel Touch Massages.
Fit Body 101. Uncle B 360, your story is our story. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate y'all again. Button, Rod, boy, oh boy. This was one for the books.
Great.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
All right, bye. Thank you guys again.
Peace.